Now, you may have heard of Five-A-Side, but what about Hive-A-Side? Using a sugar water treat, scientists have discovered that they can train bees to kick a ball about. Ricky Navani spoke with Clint Perry to find out why.
The biggest finding, or one of the biggest findings, is that bees were able to learn this very unnatural task. Normally, bees in nature, they move into flowers. They don't really manipulate them to any complex degree. They just push forward into flowers to find the nectar or the pollen. Here, we train them to actually roll a ball into a specific region to gain a reward, sugar water, to access to sugar water. They were able to learn this socially. In the first experiment, we used a plastic dummy bee to push the ball into the center and have the bees watch this, observe this demonstration. And they were able to pick it up. All the bees trained were able to pick this up. So we were then interested in what about this social learning was important for them. So in a second experiment, we trained them in a variety of manners. One, they observed a live bee demonstrating how to roll the ball into the hole to gain reward. And in another situation, we used a magnet underneath the platform to move the ball. So they didn't see anything or anyone moving the ball, but just the ball moving itself. The bees who saw the live demonstration saw the task much more quickly than bees who saw just the magnet moved ball. But just the ball moving on its own was enough for the bees to learn.
But actually, they pick up on that a lot faster if they see another bee doing that. Is that correct?
That's right. And this was the purpose of the second experiment. Bees didn't simply copy what they saw, but they actually improved upon what they observed, the strategy that they saw. So in experiment two, the live demonstrators always moved the furthest ball from the center into the center. And they had three possibilities, one that was 7 centimeters away, one that was 5, and one that was 2. And the live demonstrators always moved the furthest ball. And that's what the observers saw each time during the training sessions. But during the test, the observers moved the closest ball into the center and therefore improved upon the strategy that they saw and didn't simply copy what they observed.
Wow, that's really quite unbelievable. Sorry, that was terrible. What I was going to say is it is quite impressive, all jokes aside, that you guys didn't demonstrate this to the bees at all. They kind of naturally worked out that they could move one of the closer balls in and have a much more efficient solution to this problem.
Right. And an important point of that is that we ran controls to make sure that they weren't using simpler mechanisms. One being just knowing that they weren't paying attention to the position of the ball, they moved the closest ball into the center. But also, we changed the color of the closest ball to black instead of yellow, which is what they saw during the training sessions. And they still moved that black ball, the closest ball, in the vast majority of tests.
And this is the first time that that kind of behavior has been studied extensively.
As far as we know, yes.
So bees, naturally, compared to loads of other animals that we've observed, have tiny brains. Would you necessarily expect bees to be capable of this kind of thing? And what's the significance of studying this kind of behavior in bees as opposed to larger animals?
Most of us, when we see bees or insects of any type, we look at those as genetically pre-programmed, unthinking machines, and oftentimes as pests and whatnot. But there's no real behavior that's been shown to require a large brain. Decades of research has shown that bees and other insects can learn, can solve complex tasks, and can navigate complex environments. And I guess what's important to note is why we're studying this in insects is that not only it's the combination of bees having cognitive abilities as well as very small brains in order to access and to study. So we can record from and study individual neurons within the bee brain at the same time looking at the entire brain. Whereas larger animals, there's just so many neurons and so much stuff there that it's hard to get at with the tools we have available today.
I think I would actually watch football if all the players were bees. That was Clint Perry from Queen Mary University of London, and that study was published in the journal Science.